Yes, we are. But right now it is that time of the morning where we like to welcome our usual Monday morning guests. And this morning, replacing the Big B, the Big Baz.
The Big B.
The Big B. We've got Jackie Taylor from YMCA. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
It's your first time back this year.
I know. It feels weird coming in saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh, I know.
It feels like forever ago.
Feels like such a long time ago. And this is the first time you've met Daz, so I apologise in advance for anything that he may say.
Oh, dear.
Okay. And Jackie, you have with you this morning Tony Jackson, who's a centre manager for the Somerville YMCA. Good morning, TJ.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here.
There's a whole heap of stuff happening, ARC and race right now. Jackie, how has 2018 set off? Has there been goals that have been set towards the latter part of last year that you wanted to achieve at an early stage? And how are things looking, I guess, from a membership point of view, and are people doing what they normally do and say, well, a New Year's resolution is getting involved with the gym, and do you find that's the intake has been where you would expect it to be?
Yeah, those New Year's resolutions kick in by the 1st of Jan. Mm. So the gyms are often very busy at the start of the month and tend to get a little quieter by the end of January. But the weather has been very kind, and we've had the pools very busy with all the warm weather that we've had, which has been awesome.
And as the aquatics manager, you'd be well across, obviously, the work that's happening here at race with the floor work that's going on there. Whereabouts is that at now?
There was a little bit of a stall on it.
Okay.
Some of the materials, I suppose, that they needed to use to get really started last week haven't arrived yet, so we're just waiting. They're slowly plodding along underneath the surface, so the matting's coming up and they're doing some work, but at the moment you won't see a lot of difference. It'll probably crank up next week.
Yeah, I know Barry was saying that you don't know what you're going to find until you start digging away.
Yeah, they've started the digging and it's looking good.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Fingers crossed it keeps going as well. I don't want to jinx them. Sorry, guys across there.
No, we don't.
They'll kill me now, but it's looking really good so far. So
noticing from the gym, going up there two or three times a week and looking at the service there, people are quite understanding of things that are going on there. So it's all for the benefit and health and safety and well-being of members. So just be patient out there if you're listening and you're part of the gyms. We know that the work that's happening there is for a very good cause. Now, with the warm temperature and aquatics, being an aquatics manager, it'd be pretty popular, I would imagine. Pool's very popular. What happens over at Doveton?
So Doveton's had a very good year as well. The centre doesn't open unless it's over 30 degrees. So I think last year they may have opened for 13 days in total or something like that. And I'd say they've definitely knocked over the 30. Cindy's looking up the weather.
I am just looking at the moment. I'm looking at Melbourne at the moment. That's what I've got on the screen. But it looks like to me you guys are going to have a busy week. Wednesday, Thursday, definitely over the 30s.
Yeah, and I think Scoresby might be saying Friday as well.
Okay.
But the catch this week, I think the carnivals, all the schools get in there and start their school carnivals. So during the day, it'll be closed for the schools, but from 4 o'clock, I think 4 till 7, open to the public for those nice warm evenings. So
you need to make the most of it at this time of the year as well, because we're going to lose this beautiful sunshine and heat very, very soon. It's February. It's kind of the hottest month of the year, I think. I always remember February is the hottest month.
Well, you can also get down in the mornings, 5:30, for those of you that up nice and early. That won't be me, but some people are up and about, and they're opening for lap swimming. I think it's Tuesday to Saturday, 5:30 to 7:30. So I know the Tiger Sharks kids have been down there the last couple of weeks trying it out as well. So they're getting a few people down there, but if you're keen to get out and try it while the weather's warm, now's the time.
I was going to ask towards the end of our chat about how they get more information. That's Doveton Pool in the Park. So just keep an eye on Facebook for that.
They've got a great Facebook page, and they every day will update whether they're open or not. So
excellent.
Yeah. Now, Jackie, they've got the link for the weather there too.
Great. Okay, so you'd be fine now, Cindy. You'll be able to check it.
Thanks, Jess. Thank you.
So Jackie's
going down for your lap swimming, Cindy.
You know what I'm like. You've seen me in the pool down at ARC, Jackie. You're amazing.
In amongst the tiger sharks. I'm quite happy to push you in.
Showing off her butterfly in the adult swimming lesson.
Yeah, lucky that wasn't captured. It would have gone viral for all the wrong reasons, I'll just say.
Now, Jackie, you've been with the centres for 10 years. Tony, 3 years now. Has that been the centre manager at Somerville for those 3 years?
I was here in Casey for two of the first 2 years, over here at Cranbourne East, between the stadium facility and a little bit across the road at Race as well. And they've been at Somerville for the last just a little over 12 months.
So for the people that are unaware, I guess for people in this area here, they're more aware of Race and ARC as a couple of the major centres there. What's the facilities like at Somerville, or Summy, as the locals say down there?
Very correct. About 20 minutes away down south from Cranbourne here, on the top of the Mornington Peninsula, just south of Frankston. Somerville, easily accessible from the Peninsula Link. We've got a lovely little community recreation centre there, a 25-metre indoor pool, and a lovely hydro pool as well for recovery and rehab. And we've also got a very extensive gymnasium and fitness program with group fitness. And most recently, we've launched this year a new, what we've called a wellbeing hub, which is a specific fitness centre, which has been catered for the needs of our older adults,
right.
Yep, our aging clients, and also those that need doing recovery and rehab as well.
So I was going to say, what for the older or the aging population that get involved at Somerville. So what are the main areas they're looking to address? Is it recovery, or is it just general health and well-being, and looking after themselves as your bones get a little sore and a little more brittle, and your bones take, or your muscles take a little bit longer to recover if you're doing any type of exercise? That's what you find most of the members come and use the facility for?
Yeah, they do. They really enjoy the hydro pool, and they like to get some general low-impact activities in the hydro pool. We offer a lot of water-based group fitness classes, aqua classes, hydro aqua classes, and they're really catered for the older adults, and they're almost full on a regular basis, those classes. And then they enjoy the low impact activities. So our wellbeing hub has been very specifically equipped to ensure that the style of fitness equipment there, whether it's cardio equipment or it's the strength equipment, is very low impact, very easily to use, a lot more lighter weights.
Okay.
And so the older adults can just get medium style of workout done without the high impact sort of stuff in the environment where others are doing similar stuff. They're not competing with people that might be doing more stronger, heavy duty lifting and high intensity weight training.
You've got a Facebook page over there as well, TJ. How do people find you in Somerville?
So we're well known in Somerville. Just ask a local and they'll point you where we are. Facebook, YMCA Somerville, has all the information. Our website, somerville.ymca.org.au, and our phone number, 5977771.
What's your favourite part of working for the YMCA?
The people. You meet fabulous people. Jackie, you know, for example, and all the great
nice
people
work
in the team.
Great work.
and the experience of witnessing firsthand, helping people, and seeing people recover from what might have been a road accident or a rehab experience they could go through, or just the change of their lifestyle through being active. And also the big things about socialising in the centre as well. The centre's created an enormous network and connectedness for social impact.
My mind raced to Cocoon. When you were talking about the oldies jumping in the pool there, so a little more virile. Were they coming out of the hydro baths, are they? A little bit more friendly to the chaps jumping in there, a bit more friendly to the older ladies, are they? A bit more romance in the air around Somerville with the pools down that way?
I don't know if I witnessed any of that.
Okay.
But,
probably don't want to.
Cocoon, of course, does the movie, if those
listeners would know that.
Surely they would.
Now, I got to experience something very enjoyable, quite unique, that I haven't enjoyed ever.
I'm really cross with you. Can I just say that? I'm really super cross with you.
There is one person to blame for that.
Barry Harrison.
That's Barry.
Barry, good morning. I'm super cross with you too.
Barry introduced me via Mo, our good friend Mo,
yes,
up to the virtual reality on Friday. Went up there, the new machines there. So, Jackie, talk about what these machines do, and then I can let you know what I actually did for about half an hour, which almost three-quarter killed me. But
I'd be interested to know what your experience was. People are... some people are loving it and some are getting off and saying, oh, it's a bit, like, can't quite get used to the experience. So we've got some new bikes upstairs in the health club, and you jump on, put a headset on, and you're riding a horse. What was it? A car and a, I can't remember the other one you were on.
Dan's? Yeah, I was in a helicopter.
Helicopter.
In a helicopter. Wow.
Yeah, so you put the headsets on and... It's interesting to watch people. I'm not sure how you felt if you thought you might fall off, but people are sort of swinging all over the place as they dodge around and ride around. So, yeah, they're our latest features up there, and they're getting a lot of traction.
The great thing that I found is it's quite a unique experience because you do feel like you're there. So the one that I found the hardest was the Formula One. You're in the car, but you have to pedal quick to stay in front. It's like it is a race, whereas the chopper one who was pedaling to stay up and down to elevate or and then you're shooting at the same time and shooting towers is great. And I had Mo there with me.
Okay.
Good morning to Mo.
We love Mo.
Guiding me through and giving you encouragement as well. So that's what the great staff there do. As you're setting up, you're watching all the things you can choose. The horse was interesting. You're just down the main strip of an old western town and lassoing guys as they're hombres as they're coming past. It was just exciting, and what a great concept. And it's the future now, isn't it? It's exactly what we now are coming to expect, to be there and living and breathing. And to be able to do exercise at the same time while we're enjoying virtual reality is quite an experience. So please make sure that you get up there and experience something that's quite unique.
I'm excited to have a turn of this. So we will definitely make our way back there again. This time we'll do it together as originally planned, I'll just say.
Well, then that'll be the second time for me then. It'll be the first time for you. But that's okay. It's not a competition.
Let me know when you're coming. I'd love to see it, Cindy.
I'm sure you would, Jackie. I will be sure to let you know. We want to thank you guys so much, as always, for coming in. TJ from the YMCA in Somerville, thank you to you very, very much.
Thanks for having me.
Jackie will be in touch, as always. It is Extra Butter, Cindy and Daz, on your Monday morning with thanks to Colourfield Cafe, Casey Central.